Al, we saw a lot of cat fighting tonight, but that's unfortunately not what we're going to talk about this week.
Unfortunately.
Some cat boxing, some cat grappling. Kitties were just going at it tonight.
Some biting.
It's a whole lot of action tonight, but that's not what we're here for this week, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
We got other things to talk about. We got choices to talk about this week, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here on this week's episode of the Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA, it's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc, Al, and Lady M.
Hello.
This is episode number 412, and it's time to dive into the next installment of Life is Strange.
Ooh. Sure is strange.
Sure is strange. Ooh.
Ooh.
Life is Strange Double Exposure. Because it's a photography thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Ha-ha. Get it? Ha!
Yeah, this is the newest Life is Strange game. It is the first game featuring Max Caulfield since the first game.
Mm-hmm.
As a playable character. It is a direct sequel to that, of course. Yeah. Things are happening. Things do be happening, of course. This game came out very recently on October 29th, 2024 for the PlayStation 5, Xbox, and the personal computer. Then apparently a Switch version will come out at some point. Who knows?
Who knows?
Very not mysterious. This game has 70s on the Metacritic, a 73 out of 100 for the PS5 version, a 74 for the Xbox, and the 76 for the PC version. If you're wondering, not a whole lot about the development of this game. It's just like, hey, they announced it at the Xbox Game Showcase in June of this year. And you can make choices. There's new powers. Ooh, look at all this.
Ooh.
That's basically it. Max is back. She's older now.
Mm-hmm.
She's out of college. Yeah. But not going to college.
No.
She's just there to hang out.
She's like a guest lecturer type thing.
Yeah. Because she's been in between this game and the first game. She's, I guess, depending on whichever ending you decided. Either way, she's just kind of been drifting around the country or around parts of North America, like going around doing photo exhibits and doing photography and all that sort of stuff and not really sticking to one place because, boy howdy, does this gal have trauma.
Yep.
Oh, man. She has not dealt with the aftermath of Life is Strange 1 in the 10 years since that game is, I guess not, in-universe that game took place. So it's just been hanging out on her like a whole bunch of weight on her back, and she's just been carrying it along as she just travels from place to place to place to place to place, and it's basically like, I'm not really gonna think about this. Just bury it deep within me and maybe that'll make things go away. That's just not how that works.
No.
But yeah, she comes to this university in Vermont. Now she's on the east coast of the U.S. and finding a little place of her own now. And then bad things happen that basically cause all of this to rear its ugly head again. And now she's really got to confront her past in a way she really hasn't done in the past decade or so. Yeehaw.
Woo.
And also she gets new powers.
Yes.
That are not just the time rewind powers, but new ones that are different, but still involve time.
Mm-hmm.
Time. But yeah, this is episodic, technically. It's like broken up into chapters, but it follows kind of the same format as the other Life is Strange games. But this was, you know, all released at once, unlike Life is Strange 1 and 2. So you get everything on disc at the start, so you can just play through it all at once, do all that sort of stuff. Yeah. New Life is Strange, Al.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your thoughts about Life is Strange.
It's strange.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for us this week.
It was fine. I told you this, and I will repeat it now, that if anything happened to Moses, I was going to quit the game and throw it in the garbage.
Moses is the best new character in this game for sure.
I love Moses. He's like one of the new pal group. He's into astronomy.
Yeah.
I forget exactly like what he does.
He's
He's
a
a grad
scientist.
student.
Studying stars.
As you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moses is good.
Moses is very good, yeah.
I did like some of the characters here, but some of the other ones felt like Lee.
Nay.
Lee. It was also wild to try and see like Max as like an authority figure.
Yeah.
Cause like she was having to talk to kids about like, hey, do this thing for my class, or like, you need some life advice, kid? I'm hella traumatized, but let me give you some life advice.
I'm like the worst person to ask, but sure, I'll give you some advice.
I mean, at one point, I think it was Reggie. He's like, "Yeah, like everybody's always said that I'm a f up, and I'll always be a f up, and that's it." And she's like, "Dude, I'm the most f up
Yep.
person you'll ever meet.
Yep.
Let me give you some advice.
Dude, we're all f up. Come on, my dude. Let's go.
Let's go." But yeah, it had a lot of the same like vibes, I guess. You know, it's the same kind of idea. You're solving the puzzles. You sometimes sit and ponder things. Yeah, make the choices.
Yeah, I think they certainly
But
did
this
want to kind of
time,
go back to the original vibes of OG Life is Strange for sure. But yeah, I think I like this game maybe like a little bit more than you did. But I wouldn't say it's like, you know, the best in the series or anything like that. Like it's fine. Like I enjoyed, you know, Max returning and kind of like seeing where she is at this point in her life and like getting some decent resolutions to everything that happened in the first game and everything and seeing how she like reacts to all that and comes to terms with everything and all that sort of stuff. So I thought that was fun. I like you said that there was some of the characters I really enjoyed, like Moses, who was just very good throughout. The most realistic character for sure.
Oh,
When he's
yeah.
confronted with everything, just like, all right.
And also does anime poses and catchphrases
Yep.
sometimes. I was like, yeah, that's fair. I'd probably do that in an anxious position as well.
Yes. Yeah, like I think there's, we're gonna have a lot of overlap here. Like we went through both of our main choices afterwards, and it was like, yeah, we did the same thing here. Yeah, we did the same thing here, pretty much. There's a few differences here and there, of course, but like most of it was just like, you know, we were on the same wavelength. But yeah, a lot of this story revolves around, I guess, if you want to, we don't dive into some spoilers here. A lot of this game revolves around the idea that Max has this new group of friends. She hangs out with Safi and Moses. And then early on in the game, they're hanging out, and Safi is murdered by a gunshot wound. And everyone's just like, that's weird. How did that
Yikes.
happen? Yikes-a-roni. And through this, Max finds out that she can basically maneuver
Shift
through
timelines.
timelines. Yeah, like where there's a timeline where she's dead, which is the original timeline from the game, and then there's a timeline where Safi's alive and she's trying to figure out, okay, how is all this happening? Can I use this to solve exactly what happened to Safi and everything? And, you know, why do I have this new power that's different from my old power? Like, what's going on here? That's weird. question mark. So yeah, you basically have to like, you know, maneuver through both the timelines to solve your puzzles and all that sort of stuff and get clues in order to find out exactly what's going on here, if there's more things happening behind the scenes that you know about and all that sort of stuff. And also making sure you get the people in the right timelines in the right order, so you don't go up to someone and be like, hey, did you remember this happening? They're just like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, sorry, finals, isn't that right?
Yeah, I remember that was one of the choices you made, that you confused the Loretta's.
Yeah, the podcast gal.
Oops.
And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, finals week, man, stressed. Anyways.
I am not surprised that the white woman here is
true crime podcaster.
It's like, yeah, okay, that's fair. I do find it interesting that they give you a choice. Like, I understand they didn't want to like canonize one of the endings.
Mm-hmm.
From the original Life is Strange, but they do give you a choice of like, hey, what happened at the end of Life is Strange?
Yeah.
And you can choose Bay or Chloe, which I saw in the trophies. It's called Bay or Bay, which is kind of funny.
Ba-doom-tsh.
That's pretty good. But I do feel like this game hits a lot harder if you choose B-A-Y.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's some parallels that happen that you're like, oh.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
I
do know that if you choose the other option, like, you'll have, like, text from Chloe that you can read
really?
Through and all that sort of stuff. But that's kind of, like, the extent that I know of that sort of stuff. But, yeah, you'll have differences between, obviously, the different endings of being, like, you know, characters will bring things up and all that sort of stuff. You know, you'll have characters talking to you or, like, have...
Like Chloe's mom putting Twitter messages up.
Yeah, we'll have texts about that and sort of stuff and Twitter messages and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, they'll definitely reference it a lot depending on which version of the events that you decide that was the actual events of that game in this game.
I did see that if you choose Chloe that, like, they broke up. And I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine, like, you basically let your town get obliterated
and then you're just like, and sorry, gotta go,
break up.
It's real
what?
Weird.
It's such a weird choice. Like, I would understand if they pick something like, you know, we're doing something apart right now, but, you know, we're trying to make this like long distance thing work, or, you know, something. But they're like, nah, y'all broke up.
I mean, I guess it's, you know, things happen in 10 years time, of course.
They do, but I would feel
but
like,
but yeah, it's
monster.
Just very weird. I mean, hey, that just adds to trauma, I guess.
No, I mean, it definitely does. Like, oh, cool. Like,
I did this for nothing.
Yay! But, I mean, really, I think the reason that they did that is so that you could have new love interests.
Yeah, of course.
Which, one of them's kind of a creep. He's cute. When I first saw him, I was like, oh, you're real cute. And then he started talking. I was like, never mind.
Well, let's dive into some of these new characters.
Okay,
together.
Okay.
We talked about Moses. Moses is great. Sophie is
best
like the other main character that we have here who dies mm-hmm. and then is also not dead in other timelines. And then we find out later on that she has shape-shifting powers.
Which, sure. Whatever.
I mean, I guess like this is a universe where like people have power, so.
Yeah, it was just like the explanation for it was really cheap and like didn't mm-hmm. make any sense. It's basically just like, hey, I got neglected. Now I can shapeshift. I'm like, huh? There's got to be something more to it. Nope, that's not. That's the explanation you're getting.
I mean, I guess as well, like within this universe, it feels like characters getting trauma is the reason they get powers. So,
yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. What did you think of Sophie?
I wanted to like her, but I didn't. Like, I liked her before she died. She was fine, like, in the events leading up to that. Like, in the bowling alley, she was fun. I liked her. We had some nice riffs going on in the snapping turtle, like with me trying to get up the nerve to hit on the gal. Like, cool, she was fine. But then, like, after that, she just came across as like abrasive and kind of a d
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm really fighting to keep you alive, huh?
I'm struggling over here.
Ugh. I don't know. Did you feel different about her?
I thought she was fine. I do think, like you said, like in the timeline where she lives, she's a little bit weirder. Which is also where you learn her, like where she has powers and all that sort of stuff, and then that all wraps around to like how you get to the beginning of the game where she dies. Which is all kind of all over the place, but
Yeah, oh God, that was a mess.
yeah, there was like weird things in like that leading up to like her power reveal thing of being like, you're just like going around trying to find information, then she gets like all mad at you and just like blows you off, and then you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then she just breaks into your home and just like tries to find stuff, and it's real weird.
Yeah, she's like, never talk to me again. Rawr.
I'm gonna break into your house now.
Also, like, wouldn't her mom have a key to that place? Because she's the one who gave us that house.
You would think, but I guess maybe, not thinking clearly or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I thought she was okay. I wouldn't say she was like a top tier character in this game or anything like that. And then like some of the stuff later on is a little bit weird as well. The stuff like the final choice I think is a little
Off.
odd. But also like I think that final choice as well isn't that great of a choice for
And
especially
it's
for a
not
final
worded
choice.
well either.
Yeah. So like that also doesn't help it as well. Who else we got? Yasmin is just the university president. She's Sophie's mom. She's very shifty,
Yes.
is the way to put it.
Yeah.
Because she's behind a whole lot of stuff that went down before, and it's leading up to, and it wraps back around into this whole story and all that sort of stuff. So
Woo.
that's all fun and games. Amanda is one of the love interests. She works at the bar. You get to hang out with her a lot. What did you think of Amanda?
I liked her. She was, kind of your quirky love interest. I liked that she was really kind in terms of like making sure that she was eating and making sure she was okay. But also she was pragmatic and like, hey, maybe right now isn't the time for us to date. Like, I think you need a minute. Like I thought that was I was bummed later because it's like, oh, I guess we're not gonna date. But I think that she showed some real maturity there that was necessary and needed.
Yes.
But she was a lot of fun. I liked her quips.
I will say I'm gonna send you something in the chat. Every
Okay.
time I saw Amanda, this is all I could see.
The
Which is an image of Tenten from Naruto. I was just like, wait a minute, this is just the same character. What are you talking about? She's just gonna whip out her scroll and like produce a bunch of weapons.
Cool.
Yeah, Amanda, I thought Amanda was fine. She was fun to hang out with. She like you said, she had like a lot of good quips and everything, and just like was able to kind of like bite back at Max's kind of just like very sad times, just like get her out of that funk a lot of times, but also have boundaries with relationships when it comes to the different timelines for sure. I thought the fake party date was fun.
Except
So,
for somebody died online.
well, you had to go catch them, of course.
I had a hurt hand and eyeball.
It's too bad. You gotta suck it up at the
I
party.
mean, I got a black eye and I had to hold frozen bag of peas. So
Yeah.
I couldn't catch.
But yeah, she was the romance interest that I chose for Max in this game.
I also chose her.
Yeah. It made the most sense out of all of them, let's be real.
Yeah. The other one, like I said, he's a good-looking dude, but as soon as he opens his mouth, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, so of course we're talking about Vin. He is he's Yasmin's assistant, and also he leads like this weird fraternity dumb bullshit.
I almost said cult.
Kind of the same thing. He is
Yeah.
very much about himself at times, very self-centered, kind of a
You know what he
douchebag.
is? He's a f boy.
Yes, he is also that as well, but like
He's a f boy.
I don't know. Like there was like obviously I think at the like the first half of this game I was like, oh, this guy sucks. He just sucks.
Yeah.
But like the latter half of the game where like he opens up more and like kind of shows like his vulnerability and stuff, I was like, ah, you're not that bad. Like you're still a douchebag, but like you're not
Yes.
that bad.
Yes, I still don't like that he like is dating a student when you don't date him. Like that feels icky. But I also feel like if I tried to date him, it would just I would be a softie replacement. But yeah, I was like, what do you mean you're dating a student? What do you mean? I forget if we've found out like how old he is.
From the way there's like the Wikipedia sounds like, and maybe because like he's just an assistant, and like maybe he's like, and he's leading this weird fraternity that Diamond is, who's also a student, is also like trying to run for. Like, I guess he is like just a student. It would make sense. Like maybe he's just like a senior or something. I don't
God, I
know.
hope not. 'Cause then that makes us a creep.
I don't know. They don't really give a good explanation on the age here for sure. Also, creeps in the other game, it's not in this game. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Incredible. I was trying to see if like there was an age for him on the wiki, but there's not. They have his like birthday, but
Well, this game takes place at the end of 2000 or 2023, so.
it doesn't have a year. It just
Oh,
says
well,
the
great.
date. This says he's a graduate.
I don't know.
So he's graduated.
Shrug shoulders. But yeah, I didn't see him as like
Thus.
a, I didn't think he would be a good like romance option.
Right.
But I thought like him just being like just a pal would be okay.
I mean, I had a hell of a time drinking with him, like during the day drinking sequence. That was fun. So like, yeah, we could totally be bros.
Yeah, for sure.
I just feel like he probably would have treated me as a replacement, and I didn't
Yeah,
want that.
true, 100%. Also, it just feels like all these games, or especially the Max games, just like whoever the dude romance option is, it's just like just no. Not worth it.
No. Nope.
Let's talk about some faculty, some co-workers, I guess, kind of. There was Gwen.
I liked Gwen.
Yeah, she did not like us a lot.
She liked me okay. Like I upset her at one point, but then otherwise she was like kind of okay with me.
I feel like every time I had an option, I would somehow inadvertently upset her.
Oops. Yeah, Gwen was cool.
Yeah, I thought so
I mean,
too.
G Gwen had sh going on, but like, who doesn't?
Definitely.
Who doesn't?
Lucas sucked.
Oh yeah.
They definitely tried to like throw like hint you towards what happened from the first game with him, but like that's not what really happens. It's just like he's just a dip who plagiarized a student, and then that student committed suicide.
Yep.
Just, which is not great, of course, but like,
No,
he's not out here
but
murdering people.
right, he didn't murder anybody. He's just
Dumb.
a douche.
Yeah. And then basically you got like some of the, like the other students, like Loretta, you got Reggie, and you got Diamond, who just are around as well.
Yeah, and I guess Diamond's gonna be something, but
Maybe? Question mark?
maybe. I did like Reggie and Diamond's like friendship, broship, whatever you want to call it. They were pretty fun together. Loretta was just true crime white woman.
She sure was.
I was like, oh my God, do I really have to talk to you again? Shut up.
I felt bad for
Ah!
Diamond because, like, obviously she has like a big crush on Moses.
Oh yeah.
And then at the end of the game, like, they're just chatting at the bar, and he's like,
Yep.
you're kind of a lot like my sister. I was like, oh,
Oh
no. No, don't do it.
no. To be fair, he has like a committed relationship.
Yes, I know, but just like I just felt bad for her when he said
Well,
that.
what makes it worse is he's like, man, I don't know what I'd do without you. Like I need you around all the time. She's like, huh? Huh? Huh?
You're like my sister.
You're like my sister, you know. You
Oh.
keep me on track. I don't know what we're gonna do with keeping things online without you. It's like, oh, poor Diamond.
Poor gal.
And then I tried to give her advice, and she like posted on the Twitter thing, like basically shading me. I was like, damn, I was trying to help you. Get out of here.
Got him.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it sucks now, but it'll get better. You'll find somebody else. It may not be like the exact same feeling, but you'll feel something different, and that's okay. And Diamond's like, man, if you don't have any actual good advice, then maybe you shouldn't give any advice at all. I was like, F off. Damn. I was trying. Ah.
The youth.
The youths.
But yeah, that's a lot of like the big major characters within this. There's also the detective that shows up to like investigate the crime and then gets just beat somehow runs into a doppelganger version of himself and they merge together and then he just no longer exists and then everyone's just like well everyone else I guess forgets he existed and except for Max and Moses but then there's like that's weird. I guess he doesn't exist.
Anyway,
Anyways.
like he literally just get poofs out of existence. That's so weird. And then like not addressed anymore after they like look up to see that his mom had some kind of like mental breakdown situation and like stomach pains.
And then just never brought up again.
No, I was like, oh, I mean, ACAB, but like,
That dude sucked.
yeah, I didn't expect him to get obliterated permanently.
No.
Also, like, the drama was happening with him, and I expected it to be like an ongoing thing. It's like, no, we're just gonna blop him out of
Yep,
existence.
he's gone. See you
Goodbye.
later.
But then Moses got that sweet white streak in his hair, and I'm sad that he lost that at the end.
I could never. So I for me, I could never tell if that was a white streak or if like his hair just got zapped there for some reason. It's just a bald spot.
Nah, it's a white streak.
Nahone.
His hair is white there.
Nahone. I think the first couple episodes had a lot of good cliffhangers to it for sure. Like obviously the first episode is like the, Safi's dead and everything, and you're figuring that out. I'm like, oh gosh, oh no. The second episode has the reveal of the image of Max pointing the gun at Safi as the last photo Safi had taken,
Oh man, that messed me up.
which was good. It was like, And then the third episode is the one where you find out about Safi shapeshifting in the Max as she broke into her apartment and all that sort of stuff. I thought all those were good. Everything kind of leads up to like the storm coming back, and you have to at the end you traverse into the storm, which is interesting. I guess you could just like float out there and just walk on air into the storm. That's just how that works. And they basically Max and Safi like warp themselves back into the original day where Safi died and like reenact what happened with the gun and everything, and then Max is like, I'm not doing this. I'm gonna throw this gun into a storm. And then she traverses into the storm to try and figure out what's happening and get Sophie out of there. And also get her friends out, because everyone else got kind of like warped up into the storm as well. And they're just like, what is happening? Because also like the timelines are merging together, which is not good.
No.
And also freaking everyone out. It's a combination of that and also like Sophie is in everyone's head, making them freak out. Which I thought was interesting, like the way they're able to like, or the way Max is able to fix that is like she uses her camera to like double exposures.
Whoa.
Like the game says, and like take photos to like rip out Sophie from these people so like they're fine afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a neat little like trick to, you know, utilize the camera mechanic and all that sort of stuff.
No, I agree.
With the Polaroid branded Polaroid camera.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It's the only time I actually did any kind of double exposure stuff.
I did it like once and I was just like, oh, okay.
I did it like the first time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'm never doing that again anyway.
That's too much work.
Yeah, I feel like the last two chapters were the weakest.
They also
sure.
like I felt like the shorter, like much shorter
they
than the
felt
others as well.
So short.
Which was, I don't know if that was a good or a bad thing, but like, I mean, if you're aching to get through the game quicker, like that's the way to do it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, the last chapter is like Max trying to find Sophie through the storm, and as there's a bunch of weird things happening, of course, like it's like she just goes and revisits a lot of locations from the game. She's getting like text messages from the first game and all that sort of stuff, and weird stuff. Just a bunch of weird things are happening because she's in the storm, of course. But eventually she's able to like yank Sophie out of there, and they're able to stop the storm from happening. They merge the timelines together, and this is where you get like the final choice of the game, which is weird because Sophie, the whole thing is Max being like, I'm gonna get Sophie out of there because she's my friend and everything, and I don't want a recreation of what happened in the first game to happen. I don't want to, you know, make someone die, you know, have to make a choice between that and, you know, a town being saved. Like, can I just save them both, sort of deal. And Sophie is kind of like going off the deep end because she's like, you know, having a bad time. She tried to expose Lucas's plagiarism and that didn't go well. She learns like her mom was behind a lot of that stuff too. She shoots her mom and like starts going through a lot of different people she'd been shapeshifted into and all that sort of stuff. And just like her powers are going out of control and all that sort of stuff. That leads to storm coming and all that sort of stuff. But her deal is that like, you know, she wants to leave the university, go out and like try and find other people with powers, because like obviously, you know, she didn't know there was other people with powers and all that sort of stuff, and mm-hmm. also trying to find a way to like, you know, harness her powers so that she can use them better and all that sort of stuff. And like the final choice is basically you had like, she asked Max like, do you want to do that or not? And this is like, huh? What?
Huh?
It just feels like a very lame duck final choice for this game.
Yeah, it does. And again, it's worded strangely.
Yeah.
So like I was kind of confused on what to pick, but I made the opposite decision of you, and I made Moses happy, so I was like, okay, well then I'm all right then, as long as Moses is happy, then we're good.
Yeah, so you went with like you're not going to help her, and I went with she would help her, because I was like, well, you went through this whole thing with the storm to get her back, I guess, like, you know, you would help her in this situation, I suppose. It's just like you said, it was worded very poorly and has made the whole thing very confusing.
Yeah, and then like my decision in the end ended up being like, I'm not gonna help her, but I'll be here when she comes back. And I'm like, oh, okay, like what makes that different?
What's different here? Come on.
And like the only thing is I felt like the whole like super villain speech was something that Max wouldn't be down with.
Yeah, like I understand that part for sure. Yeah, it's a very weird final choice for this game, mm-hmm. for sure. And then Max just has to like reveal about her powers to everyone, because everyone's just like being like, yo, there's like weird versions of me in my head and like different things happen, but I don't remember that happening, but I guess it happened. So you got to explain to everyone, like, oh, here's exactly what's going on. That stuff's going to be bad, but also, like, we're going to get through it. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All that happens. And, yeah, like, a lot of this game as well is just, like, a backdrop for Max having to confront or reconfront what happened in the first game and, like, you know, find new ways to deal with that and, like, come to terms with everything and like figure all that out. Like there's a, I know someone at least asked her at one point, be like, hey, like, you gonna go back to Arcadia Bay at some point? And she's like, no, probably. I think I kind of have to now.
Yeah.
Gotta put closure on that for sure, finally, which I think is, it's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Like, I think a lot of this game needed to be like her coming to terms with all that and like finding closure for it. Especially with how, like, you know, it's opens and everything with, like, her just, like, not addressing it, really, and kind of just being, like, skittish about it. And just, like, you know, the whole thing of being, like, her just moving around different places and just trying to avoid it. Like, she needed to find some form of closure for that situation, and I think she's able to get it at the end, by the end of this game, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, like you said, like, there's a post-credit scene of, like, Diamond getting a nosebleed, and Sophie's like, hey, I know about those. Come on, let's
go.
And she's like, huh? And then also, like, there's a thing at the end where it's like, Max Caulfield will return. I was like, huh?
Huh?
What? Which I would assume means, like, she's not, like, if they're going to do another game of this, like, she's not going to be the playable character, I would assume.
Right.
She would be, like, a side character. Because I feel like we've kind of just, we've shut the book on her story in terms of, like, us being the protagonist, for sure. So I think, like, it would make more sense if, like, she's kind of like a side character, if, like, they're going to, like, make Diamond the next protagonist of something of, like, of that nature, if
right.
That's what they're hinting at. I also think it would be interesting if, like, they do something of being like, you know, we bring back the other characters from the other games and, like, throw them in there as well. Like, here's a bunch of people with powers, how do we deal with this type of deal? Like, that could be interesting, but yeah, I doubt we'll see Max as, like, protagonist of the next game, because I feel like that would just be weird.
Yeah, I think so.
But still, it's just, like, at the end, it was like, huh?
Huh?
What are we doing here?
I wouldn't put it past them, but also, yeah. Like, I don't feel like you need to do it.
Yeah, it feels very unneeded at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. You said that you liked this game better than I did. What are your thoughts on that?
I had a decent time with it. Like, I liked getting to hang out with Max again. Like, I thought the story was okay. It wasn't terrible or anything. Just, like, you know, it's fine. Serviceable. Mm-hmm. I think more just, like, I liked being able to have, like, that wrapping everything up from the first game type deal of this game. I think that's, like, the big thing I took away from this game that I enjoyed more so than, like, just the regular story itself. And like we talked about, like, I think, like, the first half of this game does some really good things, especially with, like, the cliffhangers and all that sort of stuff and some of the storytelling and that. It does kind of fall off with, like, the fourth and fifth chapters for sure, but, like, I think there was some interesting stuff that you do in, like, the first half for sure. Yeah, like, I think that all adds up to, like, you know, it's a fine experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's my 2 cents.
Okay.
My 2 pennies.
Curious. Your 2 pennies?
My 2 pennies. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, my criticism, I guess, is that parts of it just feel like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, don't really make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little frustrating for me. I was just like, okay, what's going on here? And I mean, that ends up being, like, the final choice, which is also a mess and doesn't make sense.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, they don't really do a good job of explaining, like, the time loop with the shooting, and they don't really do a great job with, like, Sophie in general in the second half of the game. Like, making me care about her or like making her motivations make sense. Like I understand that like her book deal got kiboshed. It's gone. Just bleh. And like she's out for revenge and all that, but like I don't know. It's just really weirdly framed, I think.
That's fair.
And it's also strange to me that like she lashes out at everybody, but like one person who she maybe should have thought about. And I mean, I guess she did shoot her, so there is that, but like up until that point, she didn't even like think that she had done anything, and she's like ruining lives of other people. And it's like, okay, cool.
Blat, blat,
Blah blah blah. Got shot in the shoulder. Also, her mom learned nothing.
blat.
She learned nothing. Like she got forced out of her job in my decision thing. But she's still like, I tried to fight it because I didn't deserve that. I'm like, bruh, you absolutely did deserve that. Shut up. Wah. So I guess I get where Sophie got it, but I don't know. I like I said, I just feel like the back half of it was kind of a mess.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, I
The
think if,
first
like,
like
sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, the first two chapters were solid and I really liked those. And parts of three were good. Just after that, I'm like, what?
I think if you played through the first game and you enjoyed it, like, check this out.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, I mean, we already spoiled it all for you. Congratulations.
There you go. 'Cause like I think like you said, if you like the first game and like you enjoyed Max as a character, like this is more of that, and like you get to see more of who she's become and all that sort of stuff, and I think that stuff's interesting. So like sure, for sure. If you want to see more of that, I would check this out for sure. But like if you're coming to like the series for the first time, like I don't think this is like obviously this is not a good jumping off point because it is a sequel to the first game. But yeah, like if you like the first one, you should probably play this. If you didn't like the first one, this is not going to change your mind on that in the slightest, for sure.
Oh, absolutely not.
So yeah, there's that. But yeah, Life is Strange, double exposure. We have been exposed doubly.
Pew pew.
Now
I
there's
mean
only
that's
one shot. Pew.
No, I said pew pew. Double.
Oh, okay. Pew, pew.
But I meant like Polaroid pew pew, not gun pew pew.
I mean, that makes more sense.
But
Pew,
I guess it needs to be clarified because there is actually a gun pew pew. That
one
was
shot.
dull. Hey, that's a good song.
You only got one chance.
Man, talk about plot twists.
But yeah, that's Life is Strange double exposure, and that's gonna do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonanimecheckup.com or sac.co, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared Now Watch. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at seasonanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. Any supports on Patreon, patreon.com/sacova. Buy us a slice of pizza, get access to unedited versions of the podcast early, and a whole wealth of bonus content as well, like our Patreon exclusive monthly podcast where we watch stuff and talk about it. It's fun. Next week, Al's been waiting to talk about this game since like the summer, and I finally played through it, so we're gonna finally talk about The Legend of Heroes Trails Through Daybreak, the what, 10th game of the series.
Yay!
See what's up with this new iteration.
It's the 11th game, isn't it? Because Reverie was 10.
I don't know. I don't know how to count. Sky was three games.
Anyway.
Crossbell was two. Cold Steel was four. Reverie Yeah, I guess it would be the 11th. I don't know how to count. Either way, we're going to talk about that game next week.
Yay! I'm so excited to finally talk about it.